From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front,
too. Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University, Beers with the Brewers.
Well, here we are on the Thursday, February 27th episode of Beers with the Brewers. This week, we are featuring Massive Juicy Pale Ale, the Columbus Crew SC supporter beer. And we've got
the official
two experts here, Justin Reich, brewer, and Justin Ryan, sales.
I'm confused already.
And then Adam Benner.
I'm not an expert.
You might be one of the experts. Maybe
we could have three.
Who's the expert?
Yeah, I'm not going to be an expert.
Well, massive. That I think means one thing, that the Columbus Crew season is back.
Yeah,
Black and Gold Week, as they've been saying
it's
all
back
week long.
In
exciting
the thick
things
of it right now.
Big game Sunday.
Who knows? There might be a big announcement tomorrow or one of these days. Didn't happen, and we don't have any breaking.
Land Grant is the official jersey sponsor.
Yeah,
is that what
I've been
we're
trying
about
to like
tease
see if they do
this?
Like a Priceline.com, name your own price. If they had no other offers, maybe they would take like
$10 in a.
Well, I was thinking like a
in a
like,
case of
like
beer,
a case of Kolsch. Like, and we got some 1862 ale,
some quality
which,
cans,
which
sitting
would
in
be
the
probably
back
worth a lot. I mean, the cans are gold.
They are gold.
So.
It's gold,
and no one can find that anywhere.
Gold's up now,
so there
or
you
so
go.
CNBC or MSNBC.
But yeah, last week we had a fun can release. We decided that to commemorate the 25th anniversary, that now we can do these cool 16-ounce cans. Let's utilize more surface area to show off something fun, and decided to take jerseys from some key seasons here in Columbus and feature them on the can. So those launched here in the tap room. You will only be able to get those here at the Land Grant Brewing Company tap room on Town Street or at the game in the stadium at Moffray Stadium. And pro tip, you don't even necessarily have to get out of your seat this year to get yourself a nice, wonderful 16-ounce massive can.
So I do want to talk about that.
They're vending.
It's a game changer.
It's a big deal. I didn't think about it until the other day. If they're vending in the Nordica, people aren't going to be able to hold on to that cool can.
Oh, because they pour it in a cup?
Because they pour it in a cup.
Well,
but either way, you still don't need to get out of your seat.
Why do they put it in a cup? And
there may or may not have been an incident in the past.
This might have been an MLS Cup game.
Yeah, even if you get a Gatorade, you are not allowed to take it in the bottle down.
I bet you the usher will allow you to take off the sticker and put it right on your cup.
Oh, that wouldn't be bad.
You can brand your own cups.
It might take a little bit of work, but
like that idea.
Yeah. It's the way to do it.
Well, thanks everyone who came down. It was a lot of fun. Excited to have the season back. I think everyone here in Columbus was wishing that they scheduled the game for last Sunday when it was 50 some degrees instead of this Sunday. At least the sun's supposed to peek its head out, but 38 degree kickoff is another thing that we'll probably talk about. But anyway, you also can get massive regular 12-ounce cans available around town, but exciting to have it back. Juicy, citrus, fruity, and bright is what we talk about with massive pale ale. Suggested food pairings. We got some tailgate tacos and tailgate chili, which seems kind of unoriginal, but
and
look it up
that
yourself.
That just leaves it all open, though. I think
you can make whatever you want.
Any taco or chili, as long as you're at a tailgate.
Quite honestly, pale ales pair with most anything.
Yeah.
Since they are very balanced, so I feel like this beer would go well with most things.
Just grab your taco and chili, tailgate it up, and have
maybe
a massive.
Maybe even have a bratwurst with it.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Bratwurst tacos.
So before we get into this beer, we do have a few events. And shout out if Mr. Walt Key's not here today. Maybe he is.
Oh no, I'm here.
Going.
He's
to be
on the slopes.
Going to be listening to us in the Canada land. I don't know if you can download our episodes out there.
We're huge in
you
Canada.
You can indeed.
So this Sunday, March 1st, see us at the Mega Tailgate. We're there pretty much every game. Not during the week, generally.
I mean, even during the week, we have
people
been there.
There. Yeah.
Occasionally.
We don't come down with 12 cases of beer during a weekday
yeah,
game.
But we'll be there having a good time. We'll also be a lot of us at the game. Land-Grant is still the presenting sponsor of the Hometown Hero, where we honor military veterans every week. You can get more information. I think it's crewsc.com/hometownhero. I could be wrong. We can correct that link. But if you have a veteran that you'd like to nominate, the crew will then pick a veteran for each game. They get you get a four pack of tickets. You get a growler, gift certificate to Land Grant's tap room, and our friends over at Vets Memorial gives a pack of tickets to go to Vets Memorial.
I still haven't been over there.
You should
no,
go.
It's great.
It's great.
That's what I've heard.
They got that new Bob Hope exhibit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Get to see the unveiling of that just a few weeks ago. A really neat exhibit.
So if you haven't bought your tickets yet, get on Ticketmaster. There's still some tickets left for the opener, but get you some tickets. The sun will be out.
Get you some.
You can just bundle up. Drink a few massives. And then next Thursday, week from today, if you're listening to this when this launches on March 5th, we have a tasting, our Thursday tasting series we've been doing with Drunken Donut. They've been here on weekend mornings. They make delicious donuts. This is a ticketed event. You can get tickets on the Land Grant website or our Facebook event page. It's $20 for four mini donuts, and you get 4 5-ounce tasters with that. We will have tickets available. I think they're going to bring enough donuts in case you forget to buy tickets or you're just playing it by ear. You get four pairings. Do you guys know what they are?
I don't, actually.
Well, I'll tell you right now.
Oh, boy.
So you're going to get to try Rountine with the vanilla puppy chow. Now, I'm hoping they're not using actual puppy chow. That wouldn't be that good of a donut.
Like Purina dog chow?
But yeah, vanilla puppy chow and Rountine.
I think it's more like a people food version of that.
It looks like puppy
chow. Okay. Yeah, it's a look-alike. I think it's more,
Three of these four are featuring the experimental series beers that we talked about in the past few episodes. Chardonnay is getting paired with the apple cinnamon sugar donut.
That sounds like a good donut.
Cornelius with a banana caramel, if you will, or banana caramel donut.
Is it caramel or caramel? That's a very
caramel.
I think caramel's a city in Indiana.
What, Carmel?
Yeah, Carmel.
It's also a city in California.
Carmel?
It's Kyle Brown's bucket list city. Only Kyle Brown and a couple other people will get that. So.
I don't know who Kyle Brown. Who's Kyle Brown?
Is he on the board?
Yeah, right there, Kyle Brown. Fourth row, three in from the right.
How have I met literally everyone on there but Kyle Brown?
Well, you'll have to meet Kyle Brown.
Wow.
Good guy, downtown Kyle Brown. Half day Kyle Brown.
Have to have him on the podcast.
And then Son of a Mutter, the old taproom favorite with the maple toffee donut. You can do, it looks like you might be able to do some individual donuts for $2 a donut. But you probably want to do the pairing. It's quite the deal. Getting that beer with it. So again, tickets available on the Land Grant website, Facebook page. That is next Thursday, March 5th. And then 3 days later, to celebrate International Women's Day, we have a Franklinton Girl Scout troop will be here selling cookies from 1 to 4 p.m. So come on down, get yourself some cookies, support the Girl Scouts to celebrate International Women's Day. Also on March 8th from 5 to 7:30 p.m., to celebrate International Women's Day, we'll be showing A League of Their Own with audio in the tap room.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Come on out to that.
One of my favorite movies.
Yeah, so good.
You know, classic.
Of all time.
You know there's no crying in baseball.
I've never heard that.
It's a good t-shirt.
If I got hit by a baseball, I would probably cry.
Well,
That's why I don't play baseball.
Depends on how fast it would be coming at you.
But I think regardless if I get hit.
They're pretty hard. They're pretty hard.
I want to put this to a test.
Yeah.
And mark your calendars in a couple weeks after these events. So I think it's the 18th. I'm not sure exactly, but you got yourself the best Thursday, Friday in sports with March Madness coming up. So we are a great place to watch March Madness. We got Ray Ray's Hog Pit that you can be eating that instead of working, and a bunch of TVs showing college basketball. I'm sure we'll have another land-grant quadrahopic basketball tournament bracket, so keep an eye out on that to sign up, where you can win some really cool land-grant prizes, sweatshirts, T-shirts, hang out with the two Justins.
All the good stuff. Mm.
And speaking of Ray Ray's, can we congratulate James on his James Beard nomination today?
I think this is a apt time to do so.
That was very cool to see.
James
from Ray Ray's nominated for a James Beard Award.
Yep, that best is chef for the Great Lakes.
Huge.
It's awesome.
That's a huge honor.
Yep.
It's great to have that Ray Ray's and as partners, and it was evident during the
Hickory and Oak series.
Yeah.
Those were not only
is the barbecue good, they know what they're doing over there.
Power dinners. End of the day,
yeah.
His name is James, and he has a beard. Oh. So it was a no brainer.
Maybe
Not sure that's why he
is that not why good. They gave it to
no,
him.
That's not the qualification.
No. I don't think that was a qualification at all.
So that's all the events that are coming up in the next few weeks. A lot going on again at the Tap Room. So come on down. Enjoy yourself a massive while you're here. Justin Reich.
Hey.
Tell us about this beer.
I will. Very excited. Massive is a juicy pale ale, or it's a pale ale with juicy fruit-like flavors, hence the juicy in the title. Mm-hmm. It's 5% ABV, 28 IBUs, so it's really not too bitter. Like I mentioned earlier, it's actually a pretty balanced beer, so if you're not into super, super bitter beers, give it a try. It's definitely going to surprise you with how fruity it is. So the beer showcases Mosaic, Citra, and Cashmere hops. Cashmere is a hop that we've been using a decent amount lately. That's got like a whole bunch of really nice tropical fruity flavors to it. So it pairs really well with the Mosaic and with those kind of pineapple-y notes of Citra.
Spoiler alert.
Uh-oh.
We always like to give our loyal listeners of Beers of the Brewers a little insight that we will spoil some upcoming things.
Oh.
That if you're going to listen, why not
talk about the pilot batch that we just brewed the other day?
Well, if you have enjoyed a lot of the Lonely Hops Clubs that we've come out, it's looking like the next Lonely Hops is going to be featuring Cashmere, so you can really just tease that out as a single hop. So Lonely Hops Club are single hop series beers, and
that's with Cashmere.
Cashmere.
What is that, Cashmere?
Yeah, she loves Cashmere.
Who doesn't like Cashmere?
Yeah.
And we're back. All right, everyone.
Sorry about that. Can't resist.
As far as the malt bill goes, we use Two Row, which is just out of our big old silo outside. We use Caramel Vienne 20 Lava Bond to give the beer a little bit of a almost like a biscuity sweetness that something similar to like a Sierra Nevada Pale Ale would have to make it a little more balanced. And then red wheat as well for a little grainy bite on the back end. So yeah, it's going to be a golden pour, super bright, clear beer.
So Justin, before we get too far, you used the word Lava Blonde. What's Lava Blonde mean when you're talking about that caramel Vienna?
Caramel or caramel?
I don't know.
I think that's going to really affect my answer. I know
there's a caramel. There's a caramel Indiana. Just
you're
outside
a, you're
of
a caramel guy, aren't you?
I think most people are caramel people.
No, I think I'm caramel. I'm caramel.
Are
I'm
you caramel?
No. I think you said caramel.
Yeah, Joan hazes me when I say caramel instead caramel. Of caramel.
Okay, real quick. Crayon or crayon?
Crayon.
Crayon,
right? It's a single crayon. Syllable.
It's real quick.
Yeah, I'm a crayon guy. Sorry.
Crayon?
Yeah, that one I'll have to say.
At least it's not crown.
Yeah.
Grab your crayons.
Oh, crown.
Okay. Anyway.
You a crown guy?
I am a crown guy.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
How do you get crown? Either way, we'll get back to it. No, Love a Bond. Love a Bond is a way of measuring the color that you obtain from different grain. So, like a crystal malt or a caramel, however you say it, malt, generally going to be a little bit higher in Love a Bond than, say, the two-row malt that we have. I think the two-row that we are currently using is 2.2 Love a Bond, so it is super, super light, pale, like almost straw-like. And the caramel in this is 20 Love a Bond, so if we used a decent amount of it in this beer, it would come out looking like an amber ale. But yeah, we only sprinkle it in a little bit, because we're not looking for like a real toffee-like character or anything like that. We're just looking for a subtle hint of caramel sweetness.
Something we don't always get into on Beers of the Brewers, but that is, we do, I think, at least I talk about it on the tour, I think most people probably do, about the grain is where you get those colors, and you're measuring it in the degrees of Love a Blonde.
Unless you're Killian's and you're throwing red 5 or whatever that they throw into the beer. They're artificially coloring the beer to make it look like a certain color.
You get a lot of that with the
other breweries do that too.
Some black IPAs, there's that black flavoring.
Yeah, well, that's what we did with Stargazer. I mean, when we're talking about the malt bill of that beer, we weren't necessarily looking for roastiness when we were throwing the black prins in that. We were trying to find the darkest malt possible with the littlest amount of like that acrid, roasty character, because too many hops and too many roasted malts leads to a astringent mess.
Yeah, so, and when it, like, to put it in context, for like grains that would go in a stout, some black patent malts are like up to 500 Love a Bond, which is
specialty malt.
So
is
that's,
like that.
They would be extremely dark.
Like a handful in a homebrew batch to get that color. So, yeah, that's so the more you know. There you go. You can add that sound effect, little Mark.
I will say that this beer has a great Columbus Crew color to it.
Yeah.
It's gold. Gold, Jerry.
That's gold, Jerry. Gold.
It's gold. It's gold.
If you this is a good example of a beer that you get all that juiciness without needing haze.
Yeah.
That you can make a clear beer that has juicy flavors. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, just because it's hazy doesn't mean it's juicy.
Yeah, beautiful, bright, clear beer. I think this is one of our more aromatic beers that
this
you can
year's
figure,
batch, yeah. Definitely.
Boy, I'll say.
We actually just got in, I believe, a couple weeks ago, we got in our shipment of fresh Mosaic hops from this past harvest, and they are popping big time in this beer.
Yeah, drinking this out of the tulip glass, you really are getting all the citrus and
right
in the nose. You probably won't get that if you're drinking it out of a can at the game, but
if you're in the Nordeca and you have to pour it into a plastic cup, chances are you're going to get a little bit more of that aroma.
You might get a little more of that aroma. But let's just say you didn't make it down to the tap room to get your 16-ounce cans.
Yes.
You're not at the game drinking your 16-ounce can, and you just got...
Then
you
what
went
are
to
you
Giant
doing
Eagle.
At that point?
Well, you went to Giant Eagle. You picked up a six-pack of 12-ounce cans. I got one question for you.
How crushable is it?
Oh.
I'll tell you what, I think it's acceptable to go 4 out of 4 crusher on this.
If it's a 16 ounce.
See that?
I was asking about, I got you.
I do both.
It is acceptable. You can,
I'd give it a 4 out of 4 and a 6 out of 6.
Yeah, 6 crusher.
So not even in question.
What we didn't say, did you say this? 5.0?
I think that's reasonable. If you're tailgating, have a couple in the game.
Yeah.
Make sure you get a safe transit home.
Yeah, you can easily drink a few of these.
With you not at the wheel, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Easy sixer on a game day.
Yeah, definitely 6 crusher. Justin?
Which one?
I'll go.
Let's say it at the same time.
All right.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. On 3. 2.
What, 6 on 3?
6 on 3.
That's a unanimous 6 crusher.
Yeah, I think it's a six crusher.
And I think I am definitely biased when it's coming to that, because I feel like when I am tailgating, I tend to enjoy myself in the mega tailgate.
And you got
maybe a little too much.
Game, you got an Uber, you got a ride home, or you're walking home.
For sure.
So you're crushing responsibly.
It's not a six crusher if I am driving the Land Grant van. Home.
Yeah, absolutely not.
It that is the I'm stopping. Yeah. That's a I'm stopping at UDF and drinking Gatorade and water in the parking lot.
Yeah. Now, how about if you're walking home though, go down to the bridge. Don't cross the tracks.
Oh no.
Walt warns me of this every time I'm down there. Don't cross the tracks.
Have you ever done it before?
See tracks, you think train. That's what he always tells me.
So Patrick and I attempted to do that.
Yes.
After one game.
Do tell.
We have been there have been rumors of there being cops lurking on the train tracks to bust people walking across for open container and what have you. We made it across the tracks.
Okay.
We, however, could not find the opening to get back to civilization.
So you just ended caught up, in a
spot we track? Were caught in like thorn bushes.
Cotton briars.
This was like, geez, four years ago?
There
was
the last, a lot of briars.
It was the last USA Mexico game.
Oh, that's, and that's don't remind me.
I will never do that again.
Yeah, that's easy. So, you used to be able to do that. Well, not able to, but it used to be the way to do it because I used to live right next to it.
It's over by what, Ruby Tuesday, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Or not?
Yep.
Is it Ruby's? Well, that? No, it's Susie Q's.
Yeah.
It's
by Susie Q's. Sense. So, but and then they started, you know, policing that. So it's not the the best route to the game.
And you don't want to get run over by a train anyway.
Yeah, just walk on a sidewalk. Why don't you?
Right.
How about that? Walk under the bridge over on what is that? Hudson.
Yeah, just March right up Hudson.
Why not?
You're right there.
Sounds like you're a hooligan.
Anyway,
anyone want to give a brief synopsis? We talked about this in detail last year about how this beer came about, but you may have remembered Glory. Maybe anyone want to dive into what happened to Glory and how we ended up with this new juicy pale ale. Massive.
Justin, I think this is a good question for you.
Well,
putting you on the spot.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That.
Glory, while it was a great beer.
Still is. If we had it.
But what we think we decided was that with the new ownership, we should have a new brew for the crew. New brew for the crew. And we picked Massive. Actually, we didn't pick Massive. We brewed four different versions, and we had the fans vote on which versions that they preferred. And Massive is the winner.
Yeah, we had a Brute IPA, a Juicy Pale Ale, a revamped edition of Glory, and then a Black Lager. And the Juicy Pale Ale won.
Yeah, and I think the Black Lager got second again.
And it was really
surprising. It's always second.
Very good.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
That the fans were ready for Massive because they voted it over Glory anyway.
Yeah,
when they were side by side, so... Fair to note.
Yeah. And
it's very good.
And so it was a similar voting structure as we did with Glory, just one round this time instead of the two. But I think we're all super excited to have this beer to come back and last full season in Monterey Stadium with it. Hopefully knock on wood.
I don't know what we're going to do tailgating-wise.
And I'll tell you, they've been making headway on the grounds at the new site.
Yeah.
I mean, drive by there, and there's always something different going on and seeing progress rapidly on that, which is cool. Very exciting.
And the city had their rendering. They talked about it this week at, I think, City Council or something. Rendering of the bridge. The nice pedestrian bridge that's going to connect us here down in Franklinton with the arena slash... Are they going to call it the... are they still going to call it the arena district when there's two stadiums there and only one arena?
Oh, it could be a stadium district then.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it? Stadium district?
Yeah. What's that little dive bar on Route down there?
Betty's. That's one
of my... So Betty's could start their stadium district now.
Well, that was a comment from Bezbachenko the other day, was the talk of a underground tunnel, I think, leading from Betty's to the stadium as the official tailgate. That's obviously joking, but...
Why wouldn't you just walk another few hundred yards across that sweet pedestrian bridge?
Oh.
And head down to 424 West Town Street. Maybe grab yourself
some... What's at 424 West Town Street? Where is that?
James Beard nominee'd barbecue in Ray Ray's Hog Pit and some delicious...
Land Grant Massive.
Land Grant Massive. Or the various...
Or other Land Grant beers, right?
I mean, there might not be a space to tailgate, but, you know.
There's a beer garden.
You can, yeah, you tailgate out here in the beer garden.
Beal.
In the Beal garden. Yes. Any other crew news that you guys
some crews?
Got some crew news on this Black and Gold week?
Other than Land Grant being the official jersey sponsor that has been confirmed by the front office. Mm. Keep this in the podcast, by the way.
Who is in the front office? You?
Yeah. It's me. I didn't specify front office I'm talking about.
Either
Phil
way, we still
Silver,
have...
Phil Silverfarb is who you've been talking about.
Oh, yeah, Silverfarb.
Old Silverfarb. And Tommy Bezbinko is the other contact there, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
No, other than the pending jersey announcement that is supposed to be coming out at some point this week, it's not, I mean, there, I don't think there's been any, like, I guess Tuesday this week, there's the big announcement of the practice facility that looks absolutely amazing.
Yeah, the renderings look fantastic.
So that'll be cool to have. Not that I'll get to practice there or anything, but.
You can dream.
That's fine. Yeah, one of these days I'll be a professional soccer player.
Hey, if you dream it. You can be it.
Look at that.
There's a song about that. Well, it's going to be an exciting season. I'm very much looking forward to it. Really energetic team. Caleb's made some moves this offseason.
Yeah. It'll be, I don't know. I have a feeling we are going to be very, very good, just judging from how we have performed so far. So, whatever is it, the last two preseason games we have scored in the first minute of
well, not
both
even
of them.
The first minute, it was 30 seconds this one.
So, no, we've played very, very, very well. So, I'm looking forward to it. Should be a good year. Looking forward to hopefully a... another playoff run here in Columbus.
That'd be great.
That would be great.
Or maybe an MLS Cup. We'll see.
Be nice.
The 25th year of the league and about time to win a second cup.
That's how that works. What better team to win than the first team in MLS history?
In MLS history.
I actually went to the first game in 1996.
Oh, at the old Horseshoe.
Yeah, the Horseshoe with my mom and my dad.
Tell us about that experience, Jason.
Tell us about your parents.
I was a very young kid, but I really enjoyed going to the games. And my favorite part of being a kid and going to the game was they had animated cartoons on the screen, the scoreboard.
Yeah.
And that's my closest memory because I was 6 years old.
I will still say, if I have one talking point for the front office, it's we need to bring back... I guess demand, not talking point. We need to bring back the Crew Cat intro from the early 2000s where he was in like a fighter pilot.
Yes.
Or like a fighter jet flying through downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it back.
Yeah. It would explode. The Rivals logo would explode.
Yeah, you'd shoot at it. What, do you shoot a soccer ball at it?
Yeah, it was a modified soccer ball.
That was a bomb, right?
You can't say bomb, but yeah,
sorry.
It's something.
It was an explosive device. Can't say that either.
Fireworks.
Sure. That's what it was.
That was the best.
Sweet.
But there you go.
Oh, we had a question from a listener this week.
I'm teeing up the computerized voice for it for you.
Roger that. Oh, do we have a... it's a recording?
Wait for it. You just wait.
Hello, it is me, Microsoft Sam, reading this message.
Walter Keys...
Hello, friends. I was in Portland, Maine recently and had to get a farmhouse ale made with midnight wheat. Cheers to Oxbow Brewing Company, as I love this ingredient in your Space Ground series. I was not disappointed. This made me curious if any of you have an ingredient that is a go-to, either in the brewing process, or one that you particularly enjoy for your post-shift beers. Looking forward to seeing everyone for the Briar Watch Party at the Tap Room on March 7th. Jeff Pelcheg.
All right.
That's Jeff Pelletier. That's the assistant brewer on Bonsfield this year.
Well.
Oh.
Yeah.
from the curling club
of Columbus. That's right. Yeah, Columbus awesome. Curling Club.
And that was the Briar Watch party on March 7th, which is an event. So we're going to be watching the. I'm assuming that's a curling event.
Yeah. Indeed, no, it is. It that's is. A I Canadian that. Men's tournament that that's a big deal. Tim Hortons sponsored, I believe.
We have a. There's a Facebook event, I believe, for that.
Indeed.
I think, because I think I said that I am potentially coming to that. Because
yeah. Watch parties here.
Curling is great.
I like
curling. All right. So there it is. So. Loves himself some Midnight Wheat. You've already mentioned.
Yeah, we already talked about Midnight Wheat today.
You talked about Black Prince malt, which is a very close.
Oh, did I say Black Prince? Meant Midnight Wheat earlier. No. I apologize, everyone.
You're going to have to edit it.
They're kind of close. They're kind of close.
They're similar.
Very close.
So, and do you want to just say Midnight Wheat a couple times so I can go back?
Midnight Wheat. No. Midnight Wheat. Midnight Wheat. Midnight Wheat.
Got it.
Midnight Wheat.
Ooh, it looks like I got something for the soundboard.
Midnight Wheat.
All right.
And scene.
So you got a favorite ingredient. Go.
Mark, you first.
Favorite ingredient? Pilsner malt.
Yeah. I mean, you could put that in anything.
It's true.
I mean, how many people, though, are going out of their way to say, yes, this is brewed with Pilsner malt?
My favorite thing when it comes to food is a really good French bread. Like, just like some high quality white bread. I don't care what it's with. just give me the bread. I don't care about the rest of the sandwich.
If it's got tomato in it, I'm buying.
Yeah,
I'm
just
kidding. No, I think it's a good. You know, you're gonna get a good start.
I will say it's got a little different bite than just using pale ale.
I would agree with that.
It's got a little different thing. I love rye too, but I don't want it in every beer.
Yeah.
I like a little rye bite, so maybe like, you know, a little zing in my malt. That's
a little
all.
Right.
Base malt.
Justin Ryan.
Ooh.
So I'm a really big fan of the Lonely Hop series, and this last one specifically with the Denali hop, it was very good because you got some pineapple on the nose, and it was just a versatile hop that you can do a lot with, and it was very tasty.
It's a good hop.
It's a good hop.
I will say this is an amazing question. And I'm having a hard time thinking of one answer.
Ooh, it's hard. You gotta lean it down.
No, I have found that there are a number of things that I look for in a tap room, like if I'm visiting a different brewery, one of which I really, really enjoy. I know this is going to be incredibly random, but beer with rhubarb in it has always been something that, like, if you can put out a really good strawberry rhubarb sour, I am all on board with it. I also love coffee and beer as well.
Yep.
So if you have a coffee beer, like I know Wolf Ridge downtown has an amazing coffee beer, the Clear Sky Daybreak.
Award-winning.
We also have put out many very delicious coffee beers. Like Make Mine Irish right now is tasting super good.
Yeah.
Yep.
But if I'm talking specifically standard, like malt,
I think you can choose whatever
yeast.
You want.
Yeah, be esoteric if you want.
It's okay. Your favorite.
I'm going to say any IPA with Citra Mosaic as a combo.
Without a doubt,
those are cheater hops through and through. Yeah. You can throw them in anything and they're going to turn out.
I don't like the term cheater hop.
Well, I mean,
it's not cheating.
I know we're putting them in.
That's true.
That's a good point.
It's very hard to make a bad tasting IPA, in my opinion, if your two main ingredients that you're showcasing are Citra and Mosaic.
Fair enough.
There it is.
So, there you go.
Monsieur Benner.
Favorite ingredient in beer?
It's the Oreos that are in this other beer that we're tasting right now.
I think the weirdest ingredient
is pimento.
Was
that really what you were going to say?
Yeah. I do want to make that beer again. Throw back to the pimento saison.
It was good.
Just need the dry hop bag this time. Favorite ingredient beer.
So pimento chunks.
pimento chunks.
That's your favorite ingredient in a beer.
Adam's favorite ingredient in beer is West Coast yeast because you just can't taste it.
Oh, and boy. No.
The water.
The water.
Water is a good ingredient.
Water is one of my favorites.
I like the
water.
The water. Yeah, I was on a big Citra kick for a long time.
Yeah. You can't take my answer, though. I mean, I know. Even though I gave three.
Well, you gave three answers because I am also. So I'm also. I go down the Pilsner route. If I'm at a brewery and see a Pilsner, that is going to be the first thing I order.
Ah, suddenly my white bread doesn't seem so silly.
No, I'm just talking about the malt.
Specific ingredient in said Pilsner.
So I do, if I see
if
I see a Southern Hemisphere Pilsner, that is going to get me a little more.
Which I think Taft's has one out right now
as well. I want to say that the one at the, I was at Hofarder the other day in
Florida Room?
No, Reptilian Beauty Shop.
Okay.
I want to say that had some Southern Hemisphere hops.
I haven't had a Pils from them in a while.
It's good. Yeah. But I do like lighter style. I like styles that aren't porters and stouts that have coffee in them.
Yeah. I think what we did that variant on Skull Session for the anniversary party this last year, and that was an absolute crusher. It was coffee Skull Session.
That was really good.
That turned out really well.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. Mad Tree has a coffee table. Have you had that yet? Coffee table. It's a coffee ale. It's very good.
Does the can turn into a coffee table in case you don't have a coffee table?
That would be
table.
Nice. Yeah,
it's a coffee table
maybe
for
the
rest.
Box. Maybe the box turns into a coffee table?
It unfolds into a small table that you can use to put your beer on.
Turning into a marketing workshop.
Right? Well, you might end up on Regis and Kathy Lee, and you got to be careful showcasing that product. This is more Seinfeld, Justin, in case you haven't got that one.
Which Justin? I totally know everything there is to know about Seinfeld.
It's a coffee table book. About coffee tables. Yeah.
Is that clever?
Can I ask, or can I answer that question one more time for a shameless plug? My favorite adjunct is pineapple orange, Justin put into this latest infusion of Massive.
That
we're going to have available.
Juice.
Yeah. So we're going to have that available at one of my events coming up at Old North Arcade on Saturday at 6 o'clock. Justin and I are going to play FIFA and do a little tournament.
Awesome. Play FIFA is a strong way of wording it. We are going to get obliterated in FIFA by some of you lovely listeners out there, hopefully.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm feeling pretty confident.
Yeah, after the other night. We've been practicing, by the way. After the other night, I am not confident in my own ability, but, you know, maybe we'll get it together by Saturday. We'll find out.
I think
you'll find out.
You know, I heard that Lionel Messi might be on the crew for that match, so maybe you can play. We can add him to our own roster.
Like, we didn't make rules about that.
You just said you had to be the crew.
You had to be the crew. You have to be wearing black and gold.
All of the players are named Justin, and they're all perfect.
We're 7 feet tall. We're 99 speed and accuracy. We will be invincible.
You know what ingredient we haven't talked about is the people, and that's probably the best ingredient.
You put people in your beer?
Yeah,
that's odd.
The people who make the beer.
That's good. That is a good ingredient.
It's Soylent, our new session IPA here at Land Grant Brewing Company.
Anyway,
well, hey, on that note,
Soylent Greenskeeper.
Hey, next week we got ourselves a new episode. We're talking about Spring Quarter.
It's back.
It's back. Spring Delicious, Quata. Formerly known as Oval Beach. Not anymore, though, because we were told not to use that name because there's another brewery that has that name. Mr. Richards isn't going to be here, so he'll be on the beaches of the Caribbean.
Now moving
or
out.
Or is it the Caribbean?
Keep an eye out.
What about
pirates
the pirates
there?
Yeah.
He'll be on the spring beach.
Yeah. Well, hey, everybody here in Columbus, enjoy your shitty weather.
Yeah. If you're not going to the game, you want to stay warm. At least go to the tailgate, then come down here, watch the game, tip your bartender.
And also, make sure to listen to next week's podcast to hear all of our impressions of Mark.
I would be eager to hear that.
Speaking of, I see Walt's calling in. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
It's ugly out there.
Yeah, it probably is. All that snow up there north of the border.
Jeez. Yeah, I've been hitting the slopes pretty hard.
All right, cheers. Tip your bartenders.
Go crew.